There are times in our lives and times in history when things change and they're never the same. The story goes into a new chapter. You finish one and you move into another. And for many of you in this room, you're about to launch into that. For some of you, you'll come back next year. For some of you, you're launching into to your next chapter where you're leaving college. One of the things that I just want to talk through tonight, just really briefly, and just us to be in the presence of God, is allowing the Lord to meet you right in the place that you're at tonight. I love the story in the Gospel of John. I love the Gospel of John. And it's really fascinating that the first words Jesus says to a group of people is a question. He doesn't give them a vision. He doesn't convince them of anything. There's a group of people that have come out to the outskirts of town. They're following John the Baptist, this radical who's declaring that a new season is coming. Change is on the way. And so these group of individuals are following John, and John points to them and says, you need to go talk to that guy. After Jesus' baptism, he's standing there, and John's disciples go up to Jesus, and they're standing there looking at him, waiting for him to tell them about his vision or his next plan or what's to happen. And they're standing there with their desire and their longing for something. And desire and longing are interesting things, aren't they? Because desire and longing, when they come to us, there's two paths that are in front of us when we're faced with change. Two paths that we're faced when we have these desires and a longing for something new. And that can be the feelings of anxiety, and that could be the feeling that we're about to enter into an adventure. And we stand on the precipice. John's disciples were there, and Jesus looks at them, and he simply says these words, "What are you looking for?" He didn't give them a vision. He didn't say, "This is what you need to know about me." He said, "What are you guys looking for?" And so with those words, each one of them, Jesus was speaking is, "What are you looking for? What is it that you're longing for?" And maybe one of the men that was there was looking and saying, "You know what? I'm coming to this place, and I'm longing for significance. I want to be important. I want to be able to belong to something that's big. I want to be a part of the bigger stories." Another one is looking and saying, "I want to be a part of something that's significant." Another person coming to him and saying, "You know, I want to have purpose in this life. I want to be understood." So each one of these men that were out in the wilderness following John were looking for something. And Jesus looks at them and says, "What are you looking for?" And then he looks at them and he says, "Come follow me." And we see that these men are faced with an opportunity to either step into this new season as a season of adventure or to step into it with anxiety, with fear. And as they follow the Lord, we see this adventure that happens over and over through all the different things that they do. And it's an amazing thing to see the adventure that happens when individuals' lives collide with the life of Jesus Christ. There's a community of risk in that little group, wasn't there? 12 individuals that are setting out, the most unlikely of characters that are coming together, and they're setting out to change the world. And Jesus offers them this. And the things that I want to say tonight that I believe are super important for a community of risk, it's that being able to move in that place, when you move into a season of change, from moving and looking at it from being the unknown to entering into a season of wonder, into a season of adventure. And the being able to, just like Jesus did, invite this group of ragtag individuals together and say, "I take you as you are, you belong." So as the well, for the well to be a group, a community of risk, it invites people in to say, "Hey, come on, everybody. Come along. Let's come together on this journey. Let's come as you are. I want to invite you into this, but I don't want you to stay this way." We see when Jesus invites these individuals who are going to make a lot of mistakes, the three that spend the most time with Jesus, Peter, James, and John, we see that he has to rebuke them the most, but they're the ones that make some of the greatest impact. And so he invites them in as they are, but he doesn't leave them that way. He believes the best about them and pushes them past their limitations to go further than they ever hoped or imagined. So the question that I have for you guys tonight, I just want you to close your eyes for a second. How many of you would say that you're entering into a new season? That things are changing. You can put your hands down. I'd like to invite you to open up your hearts, your minds, and your spirits. And I want you to hear the words of Jesus Christ from the Gospel of John as he says to you, his followers, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Can you get there? Can you get to that spot where you feel that past just kind of a calculated desire, past just something that you've wrote as a mission statement or a vision? Can you get to that place and say, Lord, this is what I'm looking for? And now as you speak that to the Lord, can you hear him say to you, then come follow me. Come follow me. Into adventure, not into anxiety. Into a life where I am the way, the truth, and the life. Into a life filled with risk. Into a life filled with a different view of success. But a life filled with purpose that he promised through Ephesians 2:10. That he crafted you and he's given you purpose. Into the promise that he never leaves nor forsakes you. Into the promise that he is the God that finishes what he started. Into the promise that he is the God that finishes what he starts. Even when you pause on the journey, he doesn't stop. And now I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, as you are entering into this season of change, as you are creating a community of risk here at the Well, that you will be individuals who will be able to bring your desires, your longings, and you bring them to Jesus, and when he says, what are you looking for? You can clearly say, Lord, this is what I need, this is what I desire. And he says, come follow me. And as you hear his words, come follow me, you step over anxiety and you move into adventure with Jesus Christ, into the purpose and the plan that he has for you, into the future that he has for you. I'll just share one more story and then we'll go into back to some more worship. There's an author that I like, and he did some study about the change that happened in the 1400s, moving Western Europe out of the Dark Ages into the Renaissance. Western Europe in that time in the 1400s and earlier was in some of the greatest hardship it had ever been in, with the plagues, the corruption of the church, the political downfall, economic disaster. It was a mess. And then they began to move and take some risks. And there were some individuals that stepped in to begin to pioneer some new movements. One of those things, as it comes out of that time, an unlikely explorer that would begin to finally get the funds to be able to explore. We know the story of Christopher Columbus. We know the story of all those individuals in that time. But his exploration into finding the Americas and going into this new region was something so exciting, because that whole region didn't even realize there was all kinds of land that they had never even experienced. They couldn't even imagine that there was this whole other place, because their worldview was so narrow and so small. And they knew what they knew, but they didn't know what they didn't know. With that exploration and that risk that Christopher Columbus and others brought, it infused into that society a whole bunch more risk, a risk in exploration to new lands. risk and exploration into new ways of creativity in the arts, risk in new technologies and in the sciences. But what happened is it moved it from the darkest time, this time of anxiety, and that risk moved them over into some of the most celebrated time in history, and the foundation in which has brought us to many of the things that have happened today. Well, why do I bring that up? Because it was one individual who stepped into a place to say, I'm going to move from where I'm at, and I'm going to step over anxiety. I'm going to step into adventure. And the benefit that we have right now, and the beauty that we have right now, is that for some of you, as you step into this place and you go before Jesus and you say, this is what I'm looking for, and he says, well, come follow me. And you go, well, that's kind of terrifying because I've got a plan for my life. And you stand and you say, well, I'm surrendering that, and you step into that plan and that adventure that the Lord has for you. There's whole worlds out there that you could never imagine. And there's amazing things you could never hope or dream that are out there through Jesus Christ. And the thing that happens with that is it's contagious. Risk is contagious. Adventure is contagious. My friend Mallory Miller, when she would go on her trips, and other people like, these are ancient well figures, but I'll just bring them up anyways. And a whole bunch of other people, as they began to risk and to go to other places, it does something in individuals to say, all right, if they did it, I think I can do it. And so those, we see those disciples, as those few disciples came around Jesus, and they said, well, I guess if Andrew's doing it, Peter said, I guess I will too. Well, if those two are doing it, if James and John are doing it, I guess Nathaniel will go too. And it went, and these individuals stepped into it, and the risk of following Jesus into the adventure that he had became contagious. So I challenge you tonight, forgive me for my rambling, but hopefully there's something in the midst of this, that tonight you hear the voice of Jesus Christ through the gospel, looking you in the eyes with his eyes of fire and his eyes of love, and he says, what are you looking for? And you're able to speak to him. And when he says, come follow me, that invitation causes you to step over all anxiety and into the greatest adventure. Into one that you need to prepare for, but not plan, because he's full of surprises. And as each one of you do that, another one says, well, if they can do that, then I'll do that as well. Nate, you want to kind of just get ready to go into that song? I just want to bless you tonight. If you're in that place and you're saying, you know what, I want that. The Lord's heard my prayer, and I want to step over anxiety into a season, into adventure, and follow Jesus into all that he has. I just ask you just close your eyes for a second. I just want to bless you in the name of Jesus with courage. So if you're in that place of saying, I need that courage to step into this adventure. I need that courage to be a person of risk. Will you just open up your hands? I just want to pray for you. Thank you for these individuals, Lord. Thank you for each one of these people. Thank you for each one of these people who've had the courage to come and to say, here's what I need, Lord. And when you answer them to come follow you, they take that step, whatever it looks like and wherever you lead. I bless them specific, Lord, for people who are making decisions right now and saying, I desperately want to follow you, Jesus, but I'm not sure what that looks like. I pray that you begin to speak to them through your word, through their community, through your spirit, and through circumstances around them, that they may begin to see, okay, I know where to follow you, Lord. I know where to follow you to now. So I bless you with courage, but I also bless you with clarity to hear where the Lord would lead you in this adventure. And finally, I bless you in the strong name of Jesus Christ with confidence in who he is, that he never gives up and he absolutely always finishes what he starts. And I pray that a confidence may rise in you, not in your own intellect and ability and discerning, but a confidence in who he is. One last thing, I promise I'll be quiet, but I just want to shake off this lie that God is trying to trick you, that he hides things and you have to really agonize to figure out what he wants. The Father does not want to trick you. Open up your hearts. Open up your eyes, open up your mind, and take a step into the adventure that the Lord is calling you to. And if you do this, you truly will be a community of risk. We pray these things in Jesus' strong name. Amen.